sense of anticipation for a game like this?
You know, it's going to be fun. Obviously, you know, Toronto's a great team, and they got a lot of skill up front. So, you know, we know we have to be at our best to beat a team like this.
Is it, in terms of talking, replicating what you guys were able to do in the third period and try to manage that over the better part of 60 minutes, how challenging is that given the opposition night in, night out in the National Hockey League?
It's really tough. You know, you're always, every single game you're going to go through, you know, patches of the game that you're not going to like, and you're going to go through patches of the game where you're going to like. So, you know, to put a full 60 together is tough, but you know, that's what you try to build on your team. You try to build off every game. You know, it's still early in the season, and we're still trying to you know, find that consistency. But you know, tonight's another stepping stone for us and an opportunity to get better. And obviously, it's a great challenge against a team like the Leafs.
What did you and Patrick and Blake do well a couple nights ago, and that you'd like to continue on today?
We were just hard on the puck. We were on the forecheck. We didn't give their D a lot of time, and we got some pucks to the net, and you know, that created some offense for us. And you know, we want to look to do that again tonight.
See, as the game goes on tonight, is there any difference defensively, whether it's Tavares or whether it's the Matthews line that you go up against?
They're obviously different players, but at the end of the day, it's focusing on what we do as a team and as a line. That's what we try to focus on. You know, you don't try to think about who you're playing against. Obviously, you're going to be aware of when those guys are on the ice. You know, because they do have that skill and they have that ability to make you pay. But at the end of the day, it's about what we do as a team, and you know, and it all starts from the defense first.
You lose a 30 goal scorer off your line, but gain a 40 plus goal scorer. Talk about the luxury that you have on this team of options for that top line.
Yeah, obviously we have a lot of good forwards. We have a lot of good players on our team in general. So, you know, obviously you're going to go through times where things aren't going as well as you would like. So, you know, a change once in a while isn't bad. And you know, obviously, you know, we're pretty lucky as you know, I'm pretty lucky as a centerman. I got a lot of talented wingers that could be on my wing. And you know, hopefully we can make it a good one tonight.
Don't see the Leafs a ton, obviously, in the other conference, but I know you watch a lot of hockey. When it comes to Austin Matthews, obviously got off to a great start. Are you noticing anything in particular with this game and where you might have taken a step?
I think experience is a big one. Obviously, he's you know, he's getting better and better. You know, he's a guy that likes to work on his game, and that's, you know, that's what you respect a lot about him. He works on his game so much throughout the year, throughout the summers, and you can tell, you know, every year he gets better and better. So he's definitely a guy that I like to watch. He's a fun player to watch. So it'll be fun to be on the ice with him again today.
And where have you seen the growth in Patrick, maybe off the ice, when it comes to not getting too down on himself and kind of processing the game? Have you noticed growth in that regard with him?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're a young guy like that, you know, the experience is everything. You know, you're going to go through adversity. You're going to go through slumps. You're going to go through bad times, good times. And I think, you know, that's something that you just have to learn. You have to take that those experiences and learn from them and get better from them. And you know, obviously, guys like, you know, like those, like Austin, like Patrick, they're guys that have been dealing with that their whole lives. And you know, that experience is priceless.
You find that easier for you then as your career goes on here, Mark?
Yeah, the experience is a huge thing. When you get more used to, you know, what the league plays like, you learn more and more about yourself. You know, I think that's a huge part of it. And obviously, last year's playoff run was, you know, a big thing in my mind to learn from. And you know, as the years go on, you want to continue to learn from it and get better. And you know, that's the fun part about hockey.